SOP 207. Today, we're talking about the hardest part of podcasting.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call in your comments. Maurice, are you paying attention? 888-563-3228. We'll hear from Maurice from the Netherlands a little later, and he was saying, basically, don't you love it when people talk really, really slow, and they're like, yes, I would love to do that for you. They're leaving you a voicemail, you know, yes, Dave, it's nice. It was nice to meet you. I'd like to talk to you anytime you have available. If you could just call me at 765-. And people think they're going to like win an Olympic, you know, gold medal for the person that can say their phone number the fastest. So Maurice was very nice to say, dude, slow down on the phone number, would you? What's going on? Well, a couple things. The Association of Downloadable Media put out a report. I won't be going into that today because I haven't had a chance to watch the video. It's like an hour long. I will put a link to that out in our show notes. You can find that at shownotes.com. And we're going to talk. We've got some voicemail and emails coming up, but I thought I would get right to the meat and potatoes. And this is for Catherine Kames. You can find her at myspace.com, goose, not chicken. I didn't make it up. And we were kind of conversing via Twitter. You can find me at twitter.com/Dave Jackson or twitter.com/learn2podcast is my one that's just podcasting tips. And she was saying, I'm giving up on podcasting. I tried it. I don't get it. I'm done. So I replied via Twitter. I said, what was the part that got you stuck? What are you stuck on? And she said, creating the RSS feed. And so let me explain this to you this way. If you make popcorn in your microwave, it just automatically creates an aroma. You don't ask for it. It's just there. Well, if you're going to do a podcast, I recommend you use a free piece of software called WordPress. And if you get hosting at like HostGator, which is who I use, you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting, I believe. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. And you can install WordPress in about 6 clicks. And then from there, you basically, it's like a word processing almost kind of application. And you simply type in your show notes, which is, what are show notes? Basically a paragraph or two or however much you want to, describing what's in the show. Those are always good to do because Google doesn't scan audio, it scans words. So those words will hopefully get Google's attention, which will drive you traffic. And the great thing is you go in and you say, okay, I want to do a new post. You can think of that as a new episode. You type in your show notes. You say, here's where my audio file is. I stored it over here at Libsyn, or I stored it over here at Amazon.com. By the way, I can't remember if I said this in the last episode or not. I did an episode on Libsyn versus Amazon.com. My bill for January was $20. So just a little update on that. I can't believe, I don't remember if I did that or not. But anyway, getting back to Catherine, you just put in, here's my blog post. And by the way, here's where you can find my media. WordPress does the rest. The RSS is automatically created. There's a link to it at the bottom of the page. Most people copy that link and move it to the top. But if you can use a word processor, if you understand the concept of cut, copy, and paste, you can be a podcaster. It's really, yes, there's lots of questions about what kind of microphone should I get and what's dynamic versus this kind of microphone and should I have a mixer and how long should it be? But basically, when it comes down to actually, you know, putting the podcast out, if you can cut, copy, and paste, and if you can use a word processor, you can publish a podcast. It's really fairly easy. So, Catherine, that's my answer to you. I kind of answered this on Twitter, but I thought I would answer it here as well. If you're getting hung up on the RSS feed, first things first, that is the most common hurdle as I help people learn how to podcast. And it's the one that they come to me and go, I started to get it. I searched Google. I'm stuck on the RSS feed. And that's where they can go through the tutorials at the School of Podcasting and get going in the right direction. All right, thought I would read a couple quick emails here. This is from Tony Carlisle. I enjoyed your podcast, one of the few that I've listened to all the way through. Well, thank you very much, Tony. He says, I think the broadcast, last episode we were talking about recording Skype, and if you want to do a live show, how do you do it? And Tony says, I think that broadcasting through Ustream is the way to go. Just wanted to ask you why you wanted to record the live show on something other than Ustream. They also have a record button, so you wouldn't have to run the other program. Maybe their record quality, recording quality, isn't good enough. But since you didn't mention recording or not recording using Ustream's record feature, I wasn't sure. I've already answered Tony via email. Again, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And basically, I said, Tony, you know what? I know not of what I speak in that case. I've used Ustream. I don't know if I didn't see the record button. I would think if it had great quality, people wouldn't be using, they would be using it more for recording. I could be wrong. I like to record things off of a computer anyway, but obviously in some cases you don't have that option. But I will definitely look into that. If you know about it, what kind of recording quality you can get at ustream.tv, let me know. Tony, thank you very much for writing in. Next one comes in from Michael of the Psych Files. You can find him at the Psych, that's P-S-Y-C-H, files.com. It says, Michael Britt here from the Psych Files podcast. Just want to let you know that I love your School of Podcasting podcast and have for a long time. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I've been podcasting for almost 3 years, and people sometimes contact me and ask questions about podcasting. Finally, I decided to create a map that contains information and links to various books, software, equipment, and I think the interested folks will find it helpful. Just want to let you know that I have a link to your site from this map because I feel confident that you would be the go-to guy if someone wanted to start to build their podcast. And it's at thepsychfiles.com/how-to-blog-or-podcast. So, Michael, thank you very much. I will put a link to that on the show notes. It's a kind of an interesting thing he's got there with this kind of, what's the word, outline. And Mike, if you are signed up, be sure to sign up as an affiliate. I will say this. I'm using the affiliate program through my membership program, and it is butt ugly. But you basically go in and copy some code and paste it, and that code allows me to know that anybody you send over from your website came from you, and you get a commission if they sign up. So if you want to make some money with podcasting, that's why I've joked about this in the past. I said, I'll be your sponsor. So you can think of it as that. And I mentioned him earlier in the show. We're going to go all the way over to the Netherlands. We have a voicemail from Morris. But this is, before I hit play, this is the power of podcasting. A podcast is simply this. It's audio, it's video, it's PDF delivered via an RSS feed. And the great thing, one of the greatest things about it, is it's time-shifted material. So here's somebody who may be new to the show, or if he's like me, just behind, and he was listening to the show where I was talking about why do you unsubscribe from podcasts. And I love the fact that he still called in, because if you hear something from show whatever, 13, and you got a comment, send it in. Send it in. We'll talk about comments here in a second, but right now let's get to the comment from Maurice.
Hey Dave, this is Maurice Zunda from the Netherlands calling in. Just heard your podcast where you were talking about the unsubscribing thing on podcasts when you're really on the moment that you think, well, this is strike three, you're out of my subscription list. I'm not sure when this podcast was been put out, because I've been having a hassle to listen to all the podcasts you create as well. So that is not really an option why I should dissubscribe or unsubscribe, because a lot of podcasts I just give some time to buffer some episodes and then just listen to them all and spend a week time in my car on my way to work listening to all the School of Podcasts or the Chillcasts or the other podcasts I listen to. But the main reason when I do unsubscribe to another podcast is most of the time because I'm, well, been there, done that kind of feeling, you know? You know, I've been listening to the podcast for a couple of years or months or whatever, and it just doesn't get to me anymore. I just think, well, that's just, it just doesn't give it, just doesn't give it to me anymore, what I started in the beginning. So, I do have to say that I give them a lot of credit to let them being downloaded to my iTunes for quite a while until I do unsubscribe, but, I guess that's the main reason for me. All right. Well, thank you very much for all the content you make, and you've done a great work. I've been listening for a couple of years already. I think maybe from somewhere 2006 or so. So that's already been 4 years, and yeah, pretty cool. So keep it up, good work, and well, maybe we'll talk to each other later on. Oh, and one tip: if you give me the number for to call, dude, I had to listen like 5 times back on what the codes were, the numbers were like 888-563. Yeah, could slow that down, you know. Really difficult in your car driving and then rewinding the podcast because you want to hear the correct number. But just another tip from a fellow podcaster. I do a lot of shows as well. You can find them all and, at www.intralog.nl. That's I-N-T-R-A-L-O-G, so intralog.nl. Just check it out over there and you'll see what I do. All right, thanks very much, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Maurice, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. I don't know why. Nothing against Tony or Mike, but when I get a call from across the pond, I just get all warm and fuzzy. It just because it enhances the fact that it is a global audience. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, I'm actually trying to get the Today in Podcasting crew back together for kind of a reunion show, because Gary Leland, a great guy who runs Podcast Pickle, is saying that he's going to shut down portions of Podcast Pickle basically today at the end of January. No real set date, but he was closing it down. The site costs a lot of money to run, and it's just not, you know, people are looking for podcasts now on iTunes. There was a lot of spam in terms of podcasts in there. The message boards, which to me was one of the really great parts of Podcast Pickle, weren't quite as heavily trafficked as well, and it costs a lot of money. And so he's shutting it down, not completely. So things like the Pickle Player will still work, things like that. But he's going to be shutting it down. And number one, I just want to let you know that. But the other thing I thought about is I podcastingtoolbar.com. Let me make sure that's the right URL. See, I'm going off my notes here. Podcastingtoolbar.com. Yeah, that will take you to the School of Podcasting Toolbar. And I updated it and noticed that half of the forums that I used to link to are kaput. And one was Podcast Pickle. So I think the only one there now is Podcast Alley. There's links to places where you can buy royalty-free music and free royalty-free music and things like that. But I think one of the things that has slowly maybe nudged forums out of the way is the fact that people now basically have little mini forums about each episode. People will come out and comment on your blog. And one of the things that you can use, there's a great plugin. I'll put a link to this out in the show notes, where you can have people subscribe via email to your comments. Now, there's always a link to subscribe to the comments, typically at the bottom of the page of your theme. You can add that. And if you're not sure where it is, just switch back to the basic WordPress theme and go to the bottom. You'll see where there's a link to it there. That's where you can get the link. But there's a great plugin that lets you subscribe via email. And I did this on somebody's blog and was amazed. And I'd be sitting there, and every time somebody else commented on that blog, I would get the email showing what they said, and that would then add a link if I wanted to go back and post another comment. This really, really primes the pump of people coming out to your blog to leave a comment. course, you always have to have that first person and second person, but it's a great way to enhance comments. So it's a great plugin. It's free, and I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. But thank you very much for tuning in. Our website, again, is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking to start a podcast, I would love to help you. We're having free webinars now. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars, we have those about every 2 weeks. I will have that updated because I know if you weren't there right now, you would see the one from last Thursday. So I will be checking back on that. Check my Twitter. I usually send announcements about that as well. And again, it's either Dave Jackson or you go to twitter.com, learn to podcast. That's helpful as well. Our email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and our phone number, Maurice, 888-563-3228. I'll repeat it again, 888-563-3228. Put that in your phone, and anytime you have something you would like to chime in, by all means, you know, Mike from the Psych Files, Tony Carlisle, everybody, thanks for chiming in. Let me know what your website is, and, you know, we'll give her a little plug here as well, but... keep at it. Thank you very much for listening. Let me remind you that if you don't start a podcast soon, chances are your competition will, and your podcast is going to be unlike any other podcast. You know why? Because it would be yours, and I would love to help you with that. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon, and until next week, class is dismissed.